Welcome to the Bring Your Book to Life podcast that turns your authorship dreams into reality, one chapter at a time. I'm Andrea Seidel, your host and personal book doula. Think of this podcast as your all-in-one guide to authorship. I'm here as your compassionate friend, your creative supporter, and the compass through the authorship journey. With my gentle nudges and unwavering support, I'm here for you from the spark of inspiration to the joyful delivery of your book. Are you ready for this page-turning adventure? Welcome to Bring Your Book to Life. Hey there, Andrea Seidel here. I hope you're doing amazing. I just wanted to come on with my normal microphone and let you know that I am so upset because I recorded an amazing author interview, and you are going to love this episode. There's just too much goodness for me not to publish it, but my microphone was not turned on. I was using an external microphone that wasn't connected. So I am pre-apologizing for the sound quality on this episode, but there are just so many juicy nuggets of wisdom and just amazingness in this episode that it wasn't just me, it was an interview. So I didn't want to re-record it. So here we go. So without further ado, please just sorry about the microphone, but I hope you get a lot out of this episode. Hey there, expectant author or author to be or published author. Welcome to Bring Your Book to Life podcast, powered by me, the book doula, and also brought to you by Live Life Happy Publishing, where we believe writing and publishing should be fun, impactful, and accessible. So I'm your host, Andrea Seidel, and I'm so excited because today is a wonderful author journey. We have the author of I Don't Do Vanilla. Yay! Jodi Barrett is on the show with us today. Welcome, Jodi. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So where do we start? Because you are so adorable. I love the cover of your book. I love the fact that it's like about, I don't do vanilla. Like just let's start from start to finish your journey. Like what inspired you to write this book?
I think, I would say Cole's version here. Let's try to lay that out. Yeah. I think, I started journaling, and then people would say randomly, they'd be like, when are you going to write a book? And then it started seeping into my brain a little bit more. And I was like, oh, yeah. And then one day I just said, yeah, I'm going to write a book. And I picked 16 Sundays to write, dedicated 16 Sundays. My goal was on my 48th birthday to, you know, be done writing and finished it. And yeah, it was kind of the book that was, I kind of feel like it was just ready to be birthed because it was already written in journaling. So,
okay. Oh my gosh. I love so much about this. First of all, I love that you picked a Sunday. Like every Sunday I am going to, and I always say this to the clients too, if you can block off chunks of time, that is such a wonderful writing hack. Like it's like, if we think we have to write a whole entire book, it's daunting. But if we can make it somehow joyful, and it sounds like that's exactly what you did. And it was more starting from birth out of a place of journaling what's going on for you and just writing and not worrying about perfection. I just love that you blocked off your Sundays. You made it about journaling. And then you realized after 16 Sundays, I have a whole entire book here. That is so exciting. So tell us a little bit about what you were journaling. Like, did you start journaling thinking that you're going to write, turn it into a book? Or did you just start like downloading what was, you know, what was coming to you?
Yeah. So journaling started for me probably realistically when my second daughter was sick as a baby, and I spent so much time by her hospital bed, it became an outlet for me to basically keep my sanity in that time period. And I would just, you know, I started really probably then, and then just throughout the years when stuff was going on internally with me, I would write it down, not even really paying attention to, you know, how we talk nowadays about you should journal, you know, your gratitude. Like there's so much focus and talk about it now. I kind of just did it back then. Like she's 21 now. And I just did it because I needed an outlet personally. And it just kind of evolved with me as I transitioned through, you know, my divorce and growing a company. It was just my space to like brain dump what I needed to, right?
Yes. And you are talking my language. And it's so powerful. Just like, it's almost like journaling is so powerful in that we remove the need for perfection. We remove the expectations around it. I love that you used it as like a brain dump and just like, and that's literally the best way to write a book is to not worry about it being perfect. That's what the editors are for, to kind of just get it. And also to process, it's like talking and listening at the same time. So in your case, this was so powerful because it helped you process some really challenging experiences for you. And in the psychology world, as we know, it's so powerful, yes, to journal gratitude and this and that, but also to work through some pretty intense emotions and to work through and talk and listen at the same time is so, so powerful. And yay, I'm so glad you took every Sunday and then like consolidated it all down. So let's talk a little bit about what inspired you particularly to write this book. So of course you journal and you process with your daughter, you know, when she was little and she was sick, but with, when it comes to this book, what particularly inspired you to write about this subject matter? Tell us a little bit what it's about.
Yeah. So it's a memoir probably of mostly of the last 15 to 20 years. And because when I started doing my training, I was also learning about the power of sharing and that our stories, when we share them, usually allows a really wonderful connection between people. And ultimately, like when I was done writing on the 16th week, I actually sat with my book for a while because it was such a process for me, a healing process, that when I was done at 16 weeks, I kind of thought, did I need to publish it? Like, was the point of it for me, was it just to basically to heal and to put it on a piece of paper and say, I got it out. And then I sat with it for about 3 weeks and I was like, oh, and it kept nagging at me. And I was like, okay, I'm trying to avoid that a little awareness that's on my shoulder that's saying, okay, you wrote this for a purpose. And it was the power of sharing, because I just think that's such an incredible tool. You know, there was a piece in that book that I added later, like a small paragraph to two paragraphs. I had lunch with a friend and, well, more of a, like, I guess an acquaintance of mine. And she shared something with me at the lunch, and it was about when she was a single mom too, like she was separated and her son had moved out and went and lived with the dad. And I sat there, and that happened to me too. Like, my kids, eventually they went and lived with their dad. And it was something I wasn't sure I was going to write about because it was so tender and soft spot for me. But after I left seeing her for lunch, I remember saying to her, I'm like, thank you so much for sharing that. Because again, the power of sharing, because when she shared it with me, I was able to let go of the baggage that I was carrying around, feeling like, kind of like I felt like a failure in a bit. Yeah, I honestly own that I did. And I got home and I actually sat down and I'm like, I'm writing this because this is why I wrote the book. I wrote the book so people could share, connect, and go, okay, I'm not the only one experiencing this. Oh. And, you know, just that little bit. And she came to my book launch that I did, and I was just looking at her and I was like, oh, like that was the purpose for me to write, because my story is unique to me, but people going through struggles and challenges is not unique at all. And I feel like when we share our stories, it allows a connection. It allows us to kind of go, I'm not alone, can let that bag down, step forward.
Oh my gosh. I thank you so much for bringing this up and I'm so thankful you're sharing your message, because it is in our vulnerabilities and the sharing of our stories. You're so right. And that is why I believe books change lives, because back in the day when I had crippling anxiety in grade school, I got one book. It's not in print anymore. Trust me, I've searched it out. And it literally changed my life. I was able to start going back to school. I was able to start managing my anxiety and that sort of thing. So books do have this power to change. And it's through other people's stories that we start to realize, oh my gosh, I'm not alone in this. And And I just want to thank you so much for your vulnerability. And a lot of people who are thinking about sharing or publishing or writing about their story, and they're scared. Like, there is that fear of, oh my gosh, like, you know, I'm exposing myself. But it does take a degree of bravery, right? And I shared in my situation of loving someone with an addiction and then losing someone to addiction. That is such a tender spot for me too. I even on the fence was going to like put a pen name on it or like, you know, an alias so it wasn't associated with me. But then I realized exactly what you said is that we have the power to share our vulnerability that will help others see the humanness in what we're going through and maybe have that feeling that they're not alone. So just by you recognizing that, and then it's so cool how you were able to have that interaction and realize, holy cow, her sharing her message with me made me feel validated, made me dissolve any degree of shame around this. And I can only imagine how hard that would be to navigate, you know, your kids going with their father. Oh my gosh, yes, all the feelings come up and emotions, but just hearing someone else who has gone through that is so touching. And I know that your book is all about that so that people can see themselves in your story perhaps. And that I love that you bring this up is that, yeah, the challenges we go through, that is part of being human. And so if we share our vulnerability, and I love Brené Brown, all about sharing our vulnerability, right? And being vulnerable and showing up for people in a way that's super authentic, it helps us to connect with others in such a deep, profound way. So I love that that is one of the benefits and the surprises that you've experienced from publishing your book. And so that is so powerful. I thank you so much for sharing your vulnerability. So having said that, what do you hope the readers will get and take away from your book?
My hope is that, you know, I always say, like, I hope it touches them. I'm hoping it inspires them. Like, I switched lanes at 41. Like, I launched a fitness company across Canada. And, you know, my kids were a driving force there because I wanted to show them that, like, just live life. I guess that's what I think that's what the book, I want people to know that you can get knocked down. Cause there were times I like got knocked down, but I just kept getting up, and just the pure joy of looking through life through lenses. I always think, look through life through lenses of a child, because you know, when kids see things, they're like, oh, right. And I always think this when I fly to this day, when I get up in a plane, I'll look out the window and I'll be like, oh,
a miracle.
How cool is it that I'm up here, right?
Yeah.
I don't ever want to go to that place again where I lost the luster of life, you know? And I'm such a like, let's just embrace the day, because it's just, I know life is challenging. It's life. But there is so, while we're here, like, that's why I'm like, take care of your body, nourish your body so you can move through life with ease through your physical realm as much as you can, and just enjoy every day because it's pretty cool.
Oh my gosh. And for the people who are listening to the podcast, they can't see you right now, Jodi. You are, and I said this before we hit record, you are such an example of what's possible, and your mission to inspire others through your book and through everything that you're doing right now. You are just an example of what's possible, and you already are inspiring so many. And I love this story that you pivoted, that you switched lanes, and that you just went all into your fitness journey and your whole new career birth. And you, like, I'm not kidding you when, you know, I'm looking at you and I can see your cut arms and you're so fit, and people are going to want to search you and look you up and just be so mesmerized by you and just inspired by you on so many levels, from your training program to your book, from your books, and everything is just so inspiring. You created this whole platform. You've reinvented your whole entire life. Can you speak to that a little bit for the people thinking, oh, I'm kind of feeling stagnant or bored or just in a place of like, you know, I need to pivot here. I need to reinvent myself. Can you speak to that a little bit? Of course, they're going to get inspired by your book, but can we speak to that here?
I feel that, like, thank you so much for all that. That was very sweet and kind. I think the biggest thing is me and the kids, we always say, how do you eat an elephant? you know, one bite at a time, one step at a time. So I do this thing. I've been doing push-ups 100 every day for 4 years. You know, I got out of bed last night because I'm like, oh my God, I forgot my last 25. But I do it because I do it for me, for like, that's a whole other thing about mindset and showing up for yourself. But it's, and I tell people to chunk it. You don't have to do, I call it chunking. You don't have to do it all at once. And it's so you can know that you can do a bigger accomplishment, but break it down. Like I have moments even today where I'm like, I have to take a deep breath and go, okay, today's a little bit harder than yesterday. New day is coming around the corner. And just start. You just have to start. I think my biggest advice to someone would be start. Don't even, if you don't even know what it looks like, but you have an idea of kind of where to go, pick the goal, write it down, and start. It's going to change along the way. And that's okay, because that's how life is. And that's how the journey is. But you just have to start. There are projects that I've started that I'm like, I don't really know how from A to B I'm going to really get there, but I know I want to get there and I just have to start. So many people sit on so many projects, so many life changes because they're afraid to start. You're never going to know unless you simply start. And that's why I've always pulled into training. My girls came to me to one of my first talks and they laugh because I tell the story about, I always pull into training, into life, a life situation, right? Like you talk about, you know, maybe there is a place you want to go, but you want to navigate your way there. Well, what better way to start to learn how to navigate than starting to train? Because then you're starting to physically, because it's all about learning how to show up for yourself. I think the bottom line is you have to learn how to show up for yourself. And if you can show up for yourself physically, you can transform that into the mental and the internal.
Oh my gosh. So much goodness and richness. This is why everyone's going to want a copy of your book. I swear. This is so powerful. And I love that analogy. It's true. How do you eat an elephant? It's like, yeah. Like if you think about it, like if you had to eat an elephant, you would go one meal at a time or one step at a time. And I love that you talk about breaking down your goals and just starting. So even if you don't know the direction yet, you learn by doing. And that's so powerful. And I love that message. And it's so inspiring. Your book is just going to be so inspiring for so many. Okay, so yes, you pivoted, you're super successful, you have your training business, and your book is doing super well. So have you encountered any unexpected challenges or hiccups along the way or surprises? And how did you get over those challenges?
Oh my goodness, absolutely. I don't know. Can anybody sit there and say that they haven't? Oh my goodness. Well, if I started back at the start, when I got separated, I was told I couldn't rent an apartment because I was a stay-at-home mom. They said, well, you haven't worked for 11 years. And I was like, okay, right? That was terrible. But I'm like, no, I haven't been working. I've just been raising lives, you know?
No big deal.
And then when I launched the company, because I launched a brand that was out of New York, and when they said, can you do this? And I was in the back of my mind, I'm like, man, I couldn't even rent an apartment. Now I'm thinking about launching a brand across Canada. And I said to her, I'm going to do it. I don't know how yet, but I'm going to do it. So, I mean, all these little pieces that I was never really sure how it was going to come out, but I knew, you know, I set the goal, went towards it. So I got that sorted around. And then, as we all know, pandemic 2020. So as I was getting ready to sign a lease paper for my space at my studio, I got a phone call from clients. All of a sudden they're closing us down and I'm looking at this space and I'm like, oh, okay. What does this look like? But you know, I had in December before that, I had changed my online training platform, never really used it. I always wanted one because I grew up in a small town and I wanted everyone to be able to access training no matter where they were. So that was behind why I had that there. So I pivoted in 48 hours. I had all my in-studio people with all kettlebells from the studio in their homes, and we had a regular Friday class. So I grew up on a ranch or a farm. So I grew up in the mindset that a problem was just a problem waiting for a solution. And a challenge is a challenge with a solution. So any hiccups I ever had, they always, for lack of a better word, suck. Like, and sometimes you sit on the floor, and I'm a big sitter on the floor. Like, when I feel like day is done, I will sit. My release is crying. I will sit and just the floodgates will open. I don't know. Maybe it's because I've mentally thought, okay, I've sit and I've kind of fallen. I'm going to get back up. So it's that literal figurative, you know, wow. I'm going to get back up. And, you know, in October, I closed my physical location here. And my lease for my condo came due and they wanted me to sign for a year. And I was like, you know, again, I'm like, where am I going to go with this whole thing? And I packed up my apartment and I got on a plane and I went and house sat for 2 months. And I was like, okay, I'm going to rebrand it, kept my online, my certifications. And my Phoenix program was born in Arizona underneath the Arizona sun. Right. And it was, so, I mean, it doesn't come without challenges. And I've never looked at challenges. Like I said, when you're in them, they're not pleasant. They're uncomfortable, but I would never take them away because there's so much to learn in them. And if I always say your hardest challenges, if you can find a silver lining or beauty in something that you're in hard, you will learn the most from them.
Beautiful.
And I don't know if that answered your question. I might have went all the way.
Yes, it's gold nuggets. I was just thinking in my head, I'm going to have to listen back to this episode like again and again, because you're dropping like golden nuggets left, right, and center. Like, one thing that I really, that resonated with me about you and your personality and just who you are and your mindset is like, I'm going to do it. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it. I love this mindset about you. And then also just like that, taking that first step, and you have this, this inspiration about you is like in motivation, like it's so inspiring to listen to you. And if that's your one goal out of your book and your outcome is exactly that, is this idea of, is like, yes, we're going to be presented challenges, but with every problem or obstacle that we're presented, there is a workable solution. And you're an example of that's possible, because let's face it, we are going to be met with challenge. And that golden nugget is like, I love this idea of like, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to do it. It's like when you have that gumption, it's so powerful and it's so inspiring. And I think that that is such a beautiful message of how we can approach challenge, like whether that be the challenge of, you know, finishing your book or the challenge of rebranding your website or like, and then your other message that's so impactful is that elephant. If you're going to eat an elephant, it's like the baby step, just start taking action. And you are such an example of what's possible. So I'm so grateful for you sharing your wisdom and your knowledge with the world and being vulnerable, because you are sharing some vulnerability within your book and your own personal story. And I just want to celebrate you as the author.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you for having me on here. It's awesome connecting with you. This is what I love the, you know, I have got to meet such incredible people the last 10 years, and just getting out of your comfort space, right? And reaching out. I always like, you know, say, you're going to get a solid no if you don't ask, right? And I tell my kids that, I'm like, just ask. And if you don't get the answer you want to, ask again somewhere else, right? Like, just got to keep trying.
Keep trying. I love that. And your book is called I Don't Do Vanilla by Jodi Barrett, available everywhere that books are sold. And so I'm curious about where are you going with this book now? And like, what's most exciting for you about your book and what you're doing to promote it? All the things.
Yeah, well, the coolest thing I've done recently is I've done a couple of Women Talk events where I got to share the book and just a little bit more speaking And with the book, it's funny because I used my own book for when I was going through closing down my location in my studio. I was like, I had to edit it during that process. And I was like, I remember messaging one of my best friends. I'm like, man, why can't I just be able to enjoy this more? And like, I'm having to go through all this other stuff in the background. And then as I'm saying and texting her, I'm like, oh, but it's helping me. My own book. I'm like, okay, I've kind of used my own book as a self-help guide to get me, you know. So I used my book, and then I sat down with my book, and actually it was where I built my Phoenix transformation program from it, with some of the tools. Because I always say, when you go through hard stuff, if you have tools, healthy habits, then you can go not as far down the rabbit hole as we sometimes do, right? And start to create those healthy habits. So with the book, I'm just working on promoting the book, sharing the book, even through talks and through actually my training.
Amazing. And I love this idea too about having your tools, and you've interwoven that into your book. And how cool is it that you are like going through a bit of a struggle, and then you're like, oh my gosh, I need to tap into the teachings in my own book and like apply learning. But also, what people don't realize oftentimes for the author to be is that we can use our books for so many different things. And what you've done is you've actually turned it into a whole program and a support system for people, and as you know, as part of your business. And so you're able to use the content to help support people and walk them through a program, which is so great, so fantastic, exciting. Now, people are going to want to get a hold of you. So I am going to put all your links in the show notes, but share them here in case they don't look at the show notes. How can people get a hold of you and join your world and all the good stuff?
Yeah. So kbstronger.com is the website. kbstronger_ is my Instagram and on Facebook and emails. I'm so wanting to connect. And I'm like, some people that come train with me, they just want to go in and train. I'm like, but if you want to connect with me and you're like, Jody, how are you doing? I have a comment section on the training and on all my, as everybody knows, all social media. I'm very personable, and you know, I'm here to connect, because that's why we are here.
Amazing. So exciting. And so thank you so much, Jody, for being on the show. I Don't Do Vanilla is her amazing book, and you're going to want to grab your copy. I cannot thank you enough for sharing your journey, your authorship journey, with the world and inspiring so many other people as well. And I'm going to leave one final thought to you, one final message to the listener. What would it be?
I would work on 3 A's. In my life every day: awareness, acceptance, and action. I would work on those. And we work on that in my program. But I think if you're working on moving forward, be aware of where you are. I always say, it doesn't matter where you are, you accept where you are, the good, bad, the ugly, the yucky, and then start making an action, start doing.
Oh my God. 3 A's. I love it. So good. Thank you so much, Jody.
Thank you so much for having me. It was lovely.
Thank you for joining us on another exciting episode of Bring Your Book to Life. I hope you've been inspired along your own author's journey. Now, let me ask you this. Do you have a book inside you waiting to be brought to life? As your book doula, I'm here to guide you through the process of turning your ideas and knowledge into a compelling message that will inspire the world. If you're ready to take that step and you want me to be alongside on that journey and make your book dreams come true, I invite you to visit andreaseidel.com and set up a Let's Bring Your Book to Life discovery call. Or if you've already written your book and you're ready to publish, I invite you to visit livelifehappypublishing.com and explore their hybrid approach to publishing and bringing your book to life. Thank you for being a part of our book-loving authorship community. Until next time, keep writing and keep sharing. Your message will make a difference and have a ripple effect on the world.